Okay, so I'm super excited because I get to use the giant 10-quart Power Pressure Cooker XL. And you know why I'm going to use the large one? Because we're going to make a turkey today. Now, I have about a 10-pound turkey. It's a gorgeous turkey, and I'm going to show you how to get it seasoned up and then how to cook it in the Power Pressure Cooker and a couple of little tips and tricks. And then we're going to make gravy. We're going to have a good time. All right, so the first thing I want to do is I'm going to make sort of the glaze that I'm going to use for the turkey. So what we're going to do is we're going to put some apricot jam along with all of our spices. So here we're going to use some turmeric, cumin, coriander, some of my favorite spices in the whole world. And then I'm just going to mix it up a little bit and make a paste out of it. Because what that's going to do is it's going to allow my spices to stick to the turkey really, really well. So before I do that, I am going to set my pressure cooker. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the chicken meat button because we want 40 minutes on the clock. So that's the chicken meat button once and the time selector once. That's 40 minutes. Now it's going to spin, it's going to heat up, and then while it's heating up, I'm going to get my turkey ready to go. So we're going to take the lid off. We're going to get some cracked pepper on here. And remember, you can always season it again at the end. We just want to get some good flavors working in the beginning too. And then you want to give it plenty of salt because the turkey skin really benefits from that. Now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take all of my paste. I'm going to put it right on the top. And then the fun part, hence the gloves. We're just going to rub all those beautiful spices all into the turkey and all over the skin, because that is what's gonna make the flavor, not only for the turkey and the skin, but it's also gonna make a delicious flavor when we make our gravy. So it's just that easy, guys. That's all we need to do. See that? Get it all nice and done. So now what I'm gonna do is just give my hands a little wipe. And before I put the turkey in, what I'm gonna do is I made two long strips of tin foil. And I'm going to put one in going that way, and I'm going to put the other one in going this way. And really all I'm doing is I'm making a sling, and that's going to help me get the turkey out when it's cooked. Because when we cook it for 40 minutes, it's going to be really, really tender. So now I'm going to take my turkey, I'm going to pop it into the pressure cooker. And then we just want to make sure that we can reach our sling just like that. And don't worry about it if it sticks out of the pot, because when I put the lid on, then it's going to just slam them down a little bit. So now I can take these guys off. I'm going to get my lid on. But first, we always have to have liquid. You always need at least a cup to a cup and a half of liquid, no matter what you're cooking. Now, I wanted to pour that down the side so I didn't take all my delicious spices off the turkey. We get our lid on. I've already set the Power Pressure Cooker XL. So just like all the other Power Pressure Cookers in the family of Power Pressure Cookers, you just wait. The Power Pressure Cooker knows that I put the lid on. It's that smart. All I need to do is make sure that my valve is set to pressure, which is the circle with the little dot in it. We line those two carrots up. The Power Pressure Cooker does the rest. When it's done, after it counts down from 40, it's gonna beep three times. That's gonna tell me it's time to release the pressure. Now, for the turkey, I'm thinking that we need to use a natural release. If you don't use a natural release, it's not gonna be a big deal. It's gonna be okay. But I think the natural release is a better way to give you a more tender end result. Natural release means that you don't release the pressure, you just wait for the pressure to release on its own. You will know when the pressure is released when you can move the lid. When you can move the lid, then you know the pressure is out, and it's time to take your turkey out. So when we come back 40 minutes under pressure later, we're gonna check out our turkey, and then we're gonna make gravy, we're gonna do all sorts of fun stuff. So after the Power Pressure Cooker XL beeped three times, letting me know that it counted down from 40 minutes, I just waited. I did other things in the kitchen, and then I actually heard the pin drop. When you hear the pin drop, it means you can open the lid. If you can't open the lid, it's not out of pressure, it's that easy. That's a safety feature, and it's a great one. So now what I did is I let it rest right inside the pot so it's still really warm, but it's not hot. Remember, I made my little sling? Now, this is where you're really gonna appreciate that. Now, guys, Remember, if it's too hot, don't do it with your bare hands. Use hot mitts. Mine is perfect for me to take it out on my own. See how that sling helps me out? Now I can get this beautiful tender turkey out of the pot very easily. Now I will remove those in a minute, but look how gorgeous that turkey is. Look at the beautiful herbs and spices that we put on it. That apricot glaze along with the cumin, the turmeric, and the coriander, it's gonna taste absolutely delicious. So we're gonna have recipes not only just for the turkey, but for the stuffing, for the stock, for the gravy, everything all done in the Power Pressure Cooker XL.